Hey there, just a quick heads up. We're not doctors and this isn't medical advice. We're just sharing what's worked for us. So as always, check with a healthcare professional before making any changes. All right, let's get into it.
Hello and welcome back. We are so happy you're here. Amber and I truly do want to help cut the noise in your life, challenge the status quo, and remove some of the toxins that are literally looming all around us, even in areas that they shouldn't be. Today's topic happened organically. Amber, how did we come up with this topic when it was not even on our radar?
It really wasn't on our radar. And I look back on it now and I'm so thankful that it happened. But one of your little dogs decided to dig in the trash.
Yes.
And
does that a lot.
Well, came in and had a tampon.
Yep.
In their mouth, yep. Which kind of opened the conversation. And I said, why do they have a tampon? Why didn't somebody just flush that tampon? And then that kind of spurred.
Who does that? No one flushes tampons, Amber.
Well, apparently they do because apparently I didn't know any better.
Yeah.
That's... Which I know we disagree a lot. I will say, yes, you were record this because I don't say it often. But yes, you were right on this. Even though I don't agree with it. It just makes sense that you would flush a tampon. And in my defense, I didn't know. I've used them for a long time. And it's not on the box.
Yes.
So it should be on the box. That's what you said. It's common sense. I think I go, who knows that? Why don't they put it on the box?
Yeah.
Well, but I read the whole box. And they don't say anything about do not flush this product. It's cotton. You would think you could just flush the thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, you're not supposed to.
No, maybe that's part of your drainage issues. I know we've had drainage.
No, that was just sourdough. I saw them pull it out. That was just sourdough. That was no tampons. But, I mean, it's never created any problems for me, and I've been flushing them for years. So
maybe we should go track down all the restaurants, all the places you've been, see if they've had any problems.
Had any flushing issues?
Yes, yes.
Well, I mean, it just makes sense that you would flush it. It seems natural. Doesn't seem natural to, like, wrap it up and put it in a trash can.
Well, I can see both sides. I see the side, like, sanitization. I
flush it.
It's gross. I mean, to me, it's gross. But the other side is like, it's wrapped up into the toilet. Just to me, it's like that's wreaks havoc in your plumbing. Like I just think
but
of
to
like
me, how is it any different than like a wad of toilet paper? It's like the same thing.
Yeah. No.
It is.
No.
It is. Apparently I'm wrong. I don't feel that I am, but I guess according to, I don't know, Google. Yeah. Who did we settle the debate? I think Google.
All right. We always go to the internet because they are so right all the time.
All the time.
Yes.
I'm just saying they should put it on the box.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you see all those warnings when you're like, why do they even have to put this on the box? This is one that they actually should put on the box.
Yeah.
Put it, do not flush this product, not just the applicator. I mean, that's common sense.
Yeah, that's common sense. Yeah.
But
even the other one is too.
No,
but
stop.
We'll continue to agree to disagree, although you did say I was right.
You are right on this one.
Okay.
But I still don't agree with it.
Well, obviously, we're going to be talking about tampons today.
Yes, we are.
And there is a lot to talk about. Obviously, we've been misguided. There's been misrepresentation of the tampon, what's in it. And again, like everything else, there's major oversight in regulation and marketing and everything. And
I was truly shocked on this one of how much I was just shocked. I kept saying, how is this possible? How is this okay? And to your point, it's like everything.
Everything is hidden. Mm-hmm. And that's where, you know, I think of God. Like anything that's hidden in the darkness is not, it needs to be brought to the light. In fact, we're called to bring it to light. So we are doing that with this topic. But before we get into that topic, let's discuss how your weekend went. I know you had to travel.
I did.
Was it fun?
It was it was a good weekend. My daughter and my niece, they are a year and a half apart. And me and my sister, their family, they live outside of Houston. And they'd had this whole week planned of just fun girl stuff. So took her down so that she can hang out with my sister and my niece and their family for the week. And while we were there, I brought my son as well.
Yeah.
And my nephew, they're about a year apart. So it's great, just ages. They've always had that opportunity just to grow up with each other, which is so fun.
Yeah.
And the boys come running downstairs. Mom, I've got a proposition for you. And I don't even know what my end of the deal was. They said, I've got a deal for you. But I ended up, the boys came back with me, which is super fun. So we didn't plan it that way, but it was a really great twist at the end. So I took the boys home. So the boys are here at our house for a week where they get to hang out and do boy stuff.
Yeah.
My daughter and my niece are with my sister and they get to do a bunch of fun girl stuff and shop. And so it's a great week for both of them.
Yes, yes.
So I'm think super excited.
That's really fun.
It is.
I think it's fun when you get to go and spend like more than one day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like as a kid, I remember like going and seeing my cousins and doing stuff that, you know, for more than a day, or your grandparents, like any, you know, it's like you get one day and it's just like, okay, I want a little more time.
You have to jam everything in and they've got it like this week, they've got something planned every day and just to hang out. And it's a good time. I'm glad they're getting the week.
Yeah. That's so fun.
Yeah.
Well, we had a good weekend too. You know, ours is always busy with sports and cheer and everything.
Life,
everything that's going on in our world. But we also had a birthday party, and that was so fun. We always do a slide, and this year was an 18-foot slide. So we, you know, everything's bigger in Texas, and we keep getting bigger and bigger in our slides. But the girls had a blast, and, you know, one of the things that I thought, before I tell you what was, like, super endearing to me, I got to share, I actually went down the slide. I normally don't, because not that I'm scared. I don't care. It's not about that. I hate getting my hair wet. I don't know what it is.
I don't like to get, like when I swim, I always say, don't get my hair wet or I'm getting out.
Yeah, me too.
I don't like to get my hair wet.
Me either. And so I think it's that thought process of now I have to go in and like fix my hair and wash my hair. And
I just don't want to
do that. But the point was that I did get it. Chris got it on video, so
I need to see.
Yeah, I think he's going to try to threaten me with that, or my kids will at some point.
Blackmail.
But I was so caught off guard by some of these girls. And, you know, obviously the gifts, you know, that's sweet. But they wrote some really sweet cards to Faith and shared, you know, what they thought of Faith and how, like, they were just so endearing and loving towards her. And I don't know. I think
super sweet.
She got teary-eyed on a couple. It was just, it was very sweet. So it's something that made me think, you know what? This used to be something that we did all the time. I don't do that anymore. My kids don't do it anymore. And I want to try to...
Like handwritten notes or birthday cards or both?
Well, we did both. Yeah. I used to write thank you notes all the time. And I tried to teach my kids by example, you know, to do that. And we did for years, but then we got away from it because, you know, just busyness, I think.
Yeah.
But it's about making time for it.
And it is.
It's a lost art, but I can tell you, I still love when I get something handwritten. You know, when people send me something that they've, you know, written about me or whatever, it just means so much to me. So
it's just the thought, I think, that someone took the time
to do it.
Yes.
Time is so powerful, right?
It is. I would agree. I need to do better. I'm not a thank you card person. I haven't written a thank you card in years and I need to do better.
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, just food for thought. Those of you listening, you know, maybe think about writing a letter or something to someone. I think it may impact their life in a way you didn't even know.
Bring a little bit of special joy.
Yes, for sure. Well,
I'm going to be fully expecting a handwritten letter from you, just so you know.
Well, I think my birthday's next, so maybe just you can start thinking about...
You can just give me one just because. How about that? I think you just give me a handwritten note or card. Just because. I'll be expecting it.
Yes. Okay. Sounds good. Well, obviously we have tampons to talk about, and there's so much, as you mentioned, that unfortunately it's scary. Like we've seen in everything, there is just a lot of mismarketing and, you know, really missed opportunities for the consumer to really dive in deep into these things that are, you know, unfortunately going inside of us and we don't even know what's in them.
No. And, you know, when we started, like we talked about, this was not one of our initially planned topics, but it just kind of came about. Then we started deep diving because we were disagreeing on if you flush or not flush. And we came across such important information, such shocking information. We're like, we've got to bring this and create an episode just on this to bring light to it. And, you know, as with everything, the common theme is something starts very simple. Great. Tampons are invented. they bring give women so much freedom and flexibility. You don't have to plan certain activities around, right. You know, when you're going to be menstruating. And so there's a lot of positives with that. But then, as with anything, companies will change or try to enhance, try to make something better. And in turn, what they're doing ultimately is creating a product that is not healthy, a product that is so full of toxins and so full of chemicals that you're doing a lot of harm versus just a nice, convenient product that lets you go about your day as you want to.
Right.
And you don't have to work around anything.
I'm not going to lie. I mean, when I was having a period, I don't have periods anymore because of what I went through 2 years ago. I got to get rid of that, which I'm not going to complain about that because that was the bonus, I guess, out of all
of it. I would say that's a bonus. Yeah, that's one of the positives.
Yes, yes. I always look to the positive, and that is a positive because tampons and just all of that, menstruation, I'm glad that's over. But I do too have two daughters, mm-hmm. and I want to make sure I'm always doing my due diligence in knowing what they're going to be using, you know, when they get to that stage in their life.
Yep.
And so I was really shocked at the change that took place, you know, mid to late 70s, early 80s. Obviously, there was the TSS, which most people have heard of, toxic shock syndrome. But what came first before that was the shift in additives. Mm-hmm. And that was the rayon, which is created by, it's a synthetic fiber made from trees that are heavily doused in chemicals.
And bleach.
Dioxins, which cause dioxins. And then you've got the phthalates, which is the plastic applicator. You've got this one little tiny medical grade device going into, if you will, medical grade device, going into you that is full of synthetics, full of toxins, full of chemicals that are wreaking havoc on our bodies.
So I think one of the things that's most eye-opening and shocking to me is not only are we so far removed from just kind of simple, clean cotton, there's so many toxins that are there, so many harsh metals or heavy metals that are there. We're inserting this, but the companies don't even have to disclose these ingredients. And the way in which, or that loophole, if you will, is because it's classified as medical grade, which means they don't legally have to disclose the ingredients.
Right. It's right. It's a not marketing oversight. It's regulatory oversight.
Yeah.
They can get away with it because of the classification, which is mind-blowing to me. I don't know how in the world they came up with this decision, but the reality
I know is, that the FDA is currently looking at it right now, but still,
it's how many years? That's been like, let's see, 1930s. So 70s was when, you know, there was a huge shift. So, you know, we're talking 30 plus 50 years, past 50 years, we've been using synthetic fiber, rayon, and all the other additives that I have already mentioned.
Yeah.
And what has that done to our bodies? But I can tell you, as you mentioned, there's heavy metals. And there was a UC Berkeley did a study on tampons. They did 30 tampons. Mm-hmm. And of those 30 tampons, all of them came back with heavy metals in them.
Every single one.
Crazy.
Yes.
And lead, arsenic, cadmium, like, and the list goes on. And mm-hmm. they were all infected with that. That's crazy.
And even, so not just the non-organic, but even the organic tampons that they were testing. And so a lot of this is coming from the soil that, or the air or the water that's been contaminated,
right.
Which, you know, why is this important? It's important because your vagina, so our bodies, we are made with like natural detox system, right? Our liver can go and help us detox. So if we have something, assuming that everything is in good, working, healthy right. order, if we've got something that is potentially toxic and we eat it, our body will kind of bundle up those toxins and help us flush it out. God designed us to naturally flush. Yeah, beautifully, perfectly. Help naturally flush out the toxins that we, not all, but some that we come in contact with.
Right.
But the issue with your vagina and your vaginal wall specifically is anything absorbed there, it bypasses that detox process. So it's going directly into your blood system. So the toxins, those heavy metals that are known in majority, almost every single tampon that's on the market, our body doesn't even have the ability to detox. It's going directly into our bloodstream, which that was the most shocking, I think of everything, of all this that we learned on tampons. That was one of the most shocking things to me, is that how many toxins and heavy metals are included.
Right. And just to take that a step further, because I like to think of analogies and how, you know, what does that really mean?
Yeah.
You know, and just to go a step further. So you're talking these metals, okay, your vaginal wall absorbs like a sponge, like those big daddy sponges. Like think
scrub daddies. They're the best.
Scrub daddy. That's the name. Scrub daddy.
You need to use a scrub daddy.
Sponge.
They're great.
we're not even selling these, but we're going to talk about them. These sponges that are like, they absorb so much. Yeah. That is like your vaginal wall. It absorbs everything that you put in there. And you're talking all of those chemicals and, you know, heavy metals and the synthetics and everything. And you're talking not once a day when you're on your period, but I would say, I mean, when I used to have periods, you know, anywhere between 6 and 8 tampons a day.
Yeah.
And then you're leaving them in 4 to 8 hours a day. I mean, think of the amount of chemicals and heavy metals that you're exposing to your body, and not just your body, but your bloodstream.
Yeah, because your liver has no chance, because it completely bypasses it. Your liver has no chance to help remove them and detox and rid your body of them.
Right.
It's going directly into your bloodstream.
That's just mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. And how could you ever... It's like I always say, you can't unknow what you know. Yeah. Thankfully, I don't have to wear tampons anymore. But I do have 2 daughters and people I care about. And that's why we did this podcast.
Yeah.
You know, this episode specifically. It was exactly that reason. Like, people need to know that there are other alternatives. We're not a fear-based episode or podcast. We want to not just shed light on what is out there that is harmful, but ways in which you can come back and, you know, find other alternatives
Teach you how to clean up. I mean, right, because we want to bring light to your point. It's not fear, but it's shedding light on some of the not commonly known or not commonly talked about aspects. And there have been lots of lawsuits, I'll say that, but a lot of them have been dismissed because it's not legally required that they disclose it, or it's not legally required that they test for these heavy metals. So again, there's loopholes, there's marketing, different ways that they can market some of these. And a lot of it stems from the way that they're categorized. So what can you do to ensure that you are not utilizing tampons that are filled with heavy metals and known toxins or synthetics? Right. You can, one, look for organic, absolutely. But I'll say, just because it's organic doesn't mean that it's great, because it can still have those heavy metals, because organic doesn't require them to be tested. There are a couple of brands out there, so I'd highly encourage you all to do some research into those brands, into heavy metals toxins with tampons, because there are some brands that submit and send their products off for third-party testing that shows not only are they grown organically, there's nothing added, no synthetics added other than organic cotton, but also those they have low and no traces of those heavy metals.
So there's some labels you can look at when you're, you know, going for those organic ones, like you mentioned, tampons that you can look for. Those are TCF, which is totally chlorine-free. That label could be on there, as well as the GOTS, which is Global Organic Textile Standards. If you see those two labels, that's a third-party testing that they've done to make sure that they are giving you the very best organic product, so that you're, you know, removing as much toxin as possible. Now, again, they are protected under the FDA because they are a medical grade product. So therefore, they are protected behind that. But they are doing their best to make sure that they're staying up with the third-party testing and the standards to give you the best product that's out there. So I know there are some, we'll have some listed on our website, and to make sure that you can, you know, easily access where those are, that you can purchase them. And, you know, we are obviously 2 moms, 2 women, 2 sisters, and friends that truly want to spread light in a very dark subject. And unfortunately, we didn't know that it was dark until recently.
No.
And we've been living and doing wearing tampons and using tampons for...
Now, I was buying an organic brand, what they were, you know, marketing as organic, thinking, okay, I'm doing what's right. I'm utilizing something clean. But in essence, looking up the brand that I was using and all the research and third-party testing that has come back on that, realized, oh my gosh, I'm never purchasing that brand again.
Right. And that's...
And it was shocking to me. So I'm glad that we took a deep dive on these for sure. I'm glad that we learned about alternative ways and not even tampons. We're going to get into this a lot more too. This isn't our only episode on tampons and ways and methods that we handle our periods every single month.
Yeah.
We are going to be talking about menstruation cups as well as pads. And we're going to be bringing back one of our very first guests with us will be a doctor who will be joining us on one of these episodes. So definitely excited about that for sure. Because, you know, like we learned deep diving, there's a lot to this topic. But I think the biggest component we wanted to get out immediately was that not all tampons are created equal, and don't let those marketing scams and those marketing tactics sway you from really taking a deep dive into what you're inserting into your body every single month. For those of you that do use tampons or have a daughter, a niece, have a granddaughter that uses tampons,
right.
Because study after study after study have linked these harsh chemicals and these toxins or heavy metals to a slew of different health problems that, you know, every little change that we can make is only going to help us, whether it's short term or long term.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming. The name catches you, but the truth keeps you.
Thanks for joining.